Today we begin a series of conversations that are all about the problem with trying to figure out how. The primary problem with trying to figure out how is that it is literally indecipherable since there is no how. What we mean when we say this is manifesting reality is an ongoing, continuing experience. It has no beginning and it has no end. You're always in the middle of manifesting everything. When you take an idea that sits out off to the side, what we like to call your art projects or your special projects or your very big deals, then you have this construct that says there was a beginning time when I didn't have, and there's an end time when I will have. And what's coming up and what's happening now is something that will help me get to the place that I want to be, because that's how this all works, except that that is not how all this works. In fact, nothing works like that. That is entirely an abstract concept that you have no direct physical experience of. What happens is objects, which are not objective, but are happening on your behalf and to your benefit and are subject to you, objects appear. And they do literally come out of nowhere. They also arrive mentally with a backstory. So you will have a memory as they appear of how they arrived. And it will all make sense because you're really, really good at logic in terms of consistency and permanency, of proving to yourself that this didn't just come out of nowhere. It came with a story. But of course, it did come out of nowhere. That's also where the table you're sitting at or looking at, the chair you're in, the bed you're on, the window you're looking through, the trees outside, the sky above, the birds outside chattering to each other are all coming out of nowhere. Because in fact, physical reality is no thing. It's an assembly of ideas projecting in your mind out into what you consider to be external, which is outside your body. But it's all a projection of light and sound. Perfect, powerful, delightful, delicious. Something we highly recommend. Meaning that we highly recommend that you pay attention to the fact that what you've got going on here is something very powerful and something very delightful indeed. And we don't recommend trying to figure out or squash or quash or deal with or handle in any way, shape, or form whatever it is that's going on. We do recommend being at ease with what you have, noticing that what you're having in the way that you're having it is exactly right. So what you desire rises up out of nowhere. It comes with a backstory to explain why it's present. So if you look around, you can see this. If you look around in your physical reality right now and you look at the objects that you're observing, you know where all of them came from. You don't know all of the details, as though if you could sort of break it down into what exactly happened, how did it get here? You don't offhand know all the details. Some things you know more about than others. But it's not knowledge or memory that you're tapping into. The energy of the table has with it the vibrational tone that you have assigned to it, and that does include where you bought it, how you got it into the house. Maybe if you have that kind of alignment with it, who made it or where it came from or what the manufacturer's name was or the distributor or the retailer, or maybe it was just in the house when you arrived and it's the table you're using. It's got the backstory that makes sense to you. But you can, if you wanted to, it's not something we recommend you do because you need to, but you can, if you want to, put your hand on it or look at it and begin to think about the table, and more data about what it is will come to you. Not because, and this is very important, this is probably the most important thing we're going to tell you about any of this. Not because it has an energy field around it, like a someone who is psychic, who is not really looking at the metaphysics of things, will say, well, I can touch the object and I know who's been at the table. I know where it came from. I know what it's made of, or whatever it is that they're adept at tapping into. And they'll be right. The reason, so if you brought a psychic into, if you yourself were not necessarily a psychic, and everyone is psychic, but let's say you brought a professional psychic into the room to lay hands on the table, to read the energy of the table, they would start telling you a story. They would have things to tell you. But remember, you're manifesting the psychic just the same way you're manifesting the table. So the story that the psychic speaks to you is the one you're manifesting through them. So they'll be able to tell you things that will match with what it is that you're wanting as a result. And it could be in one or two or three different ways. One is exactly what you were expecting, because this is a professional psychic and I've heard so many wonderful things about them and they're really good at what they do. Or so it was what you were expecting, or surprisingly accurate, or not accurate at all. Again, all of that would not be because they're really good at their job. It would be because this is what you're a match to having. Intellectually, you may be thinking they're really good at their job, and then you get a big fat zero of nothing from their reading. That doesn't mean that they're not good at what they do. It means that you're not a match to having what it is that you thought you wanted, and which is its own form of contrast. Manifesting things that you don't want is a very much a part of what you're actually doing as you're manifesting. It's important to recognize this, not because it's going to save you or deliver anything or show you something that you don't already have. It's important to notice this because it's important to remember physical reality is indeed manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit, and that includes every single piece and part. There is no how. You have the table right now. It has the backstory. It has the quote-unquote energy field that the psychic can read, or that you yourself could read if you wanted to. But you're not going to be reading an extant objective thing that you're just observing. You're basically manifesting more information, more ideas, more knowledge, more whatever it is that you desire. There's no such thing as being able to read a situation, a memory, the energy field of something or someone, and know the objective truth about it, because there is no objective truth. There's only the truth that is subject to you. So the problem with trying to figure out how is that you're trying to figure out something that will not actually occur. Now, that doesn't mean, for example, if you have desire to build a table and you go and buy some lumber and you have the tools at hand, whether you obtain them or you already have them, you take them into your workshop, let's say into your garage or into some sort of space where you construct things, maybe in your own living room, and you hammer and saw and you hammer some more and you saw some more and you attach things with nails or with glue or with some combination of something or another, and you end up with the table, and then you take the raw wood and you stain it and you paint it or you do whatever it is that you want to do with it. And it sits there and you're looking at it and you're thinking, I know where this table came from. I went to the forest and I found the tree and I cut down the tree and I then stripped the tree of its bark and I took the wood to a lumber yard and they processed that so that I would have easy planed, or I did it myself. This tree became this table, and I know exactly how it happened every single step of the way. Those of you who have been talking with us long enough would know that if someone like that were to talk to us, we would say, are you sure you remember that? Are you sure that's actually what happened? Because you're not sure. You have a memory of it. And you may say, but look at my hands. That's the scar I got. That's the callus that formed from holding the planing device and going over and over and over, from using the sandpaper to rub and rub and rub. That's where I broke, you know, I'm missing part of my fingernail because I pulled it off by accident. I have evidence. I have proof. It's right here. It's in the story is in my hands. And we would say, no, your hands reflect the idea you have about what arose. There is no how. How you made the table is not relevant. It doesn't mean anything. That you have the table, that's relevant. That you love the table, that's relevant. That it's a powerful place for you to be in this red hot minute, that's relevant. But where it came from and what it means, that's not there. That doesn't mean anything. What it came from, or where it's been, or what it's going to do, or what it's for, is, again, irrelevant. What is relevant is that you have it. When you are intentionally manifesting something, you will delay the thing that you're wanting by trying to figure out how to get it. That is the problem with trying to figure out how. First, you can't, because the how comes with the manifesting item. And also, by the way, there are plenty of things. In fact, if we go into your default manifesting, the things that you're doing perfectly and masterfully without any hesitation or question, because there's no contrast to point in any direction that says, hey, how does this work? If you go into manifesting that is default by nature and not intentional, it's not a special project. It's things like running water, electricity, gravity. You don't really ask the question how. In fact, how is never really part of the issue. You may become interested in it. We could talk about gravity and you could say, well, but how does gravity arise out of my own mind? And if you sat with it, you would come up with some answers. There's no question. But that's not understanding the how. That's taking the extant manifesting experience and backing up into it. Essentially exploring the history of it, or exploring the understanding of it, or whatever it is that you're doing with it. If you're thinking about electricity and how electricity works in your house, you could manifest books that would tell you, or manifest websites that would tell you, or manifest electricians who will tell you, and manifest engineers who have built electrical systems who will tell you. You're manifesting them, manifesting them, manifesting them. You're not going out and reading an extant book that is objectively present, sitting in the library waiting for you to check it out. When you walk up the steps into the library building, you're manifesting the building. When you walk into the beautiful, ornate lobby where they check you in, you're manifesting the marble and the sculptures and everything else. And when you walk into the stacks, you're manifesting the shelves and the books and the dusty, musty smell that tells you, hey, these are really old books in a really old building. When you pull some book that nobody's checked out since 1957 down off the shelf, and it's a little dusty and it has an odd little smell that tells you, hey, this is really old, and the paper of the book is a little crinkly, you're manifesting all of these aspects and everything about it. You're doing it really well. You don't think about it. A trip to the library is a massive manifesting project where you have to assemble all of these things in order to make it a library. Or you're not even thinking, you know, more significantly about a trip to the countryside where you're going to take a walk through a field and you're manifesting every blade of grass and every bit of dirt and every worm and every bird that is looking for a worm and every other thing. Of course, you're only manifesting that which you're in contact with. So you're standing on a grassy field and you know that there's dirt underneath the grass, but if you don't see the dirt, you're not directly experiencing it, so it's not actually there. It's a hologram. You're not standing 6,000 miles above the center of the earth. You're standing on the ground and there's nothing underneath it, because what you believe to be true about what it is that you're experiencing is all fine and good. And we're not saying that it's anything other than that. But the truth is, your physical reality is manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit. And it's doing so quite dramatically, deliciously, delightfully, and really, truly wonderfully so. And of course, as good as all of this is and as powerful as all of this is, it's only going to get better and better from here. There's no question about that. But you may have many questions about whether or not what you're having is actually what you're wanting. And that we can tell you definitely are. when you try to figure out the how, particularly as you become more aware of what manifesting means and who you are in relationship to what you have, which means very specifically that you're at the center of what you're having, and that what you're having is there for your benefit. It's there to help you. It's there specifically on your behalf and to your benefit, most definitely indeed. And that you being in this present time moment, you're in the right place at the right time in the right way. The more you become aware of this, the more you become aware of who you are in relationship to what you have, it's quite likely you will want to know how this works. In fact, we would say, to even project that, to even suggest that, is a little ridiculous on our part, because we've had endless conversations where the phrase is, well, I could see that I could have it, and I can imagine that I can have it, and I'm intending that I have it, but I don't know how I'm going to get it. We've had variations on those conversations for years and years and years. And there is no how. Now, we've said over and over again, how is none of your business. But one of you very wisely asked us not too long ago why it was that we said things like, it's none of your business, as though we were sort of hiding something from you that you otherwise had the capacity to understand or to know. Since then, we've changed the way we say that, very specifically because the truth is, it's not so much that it's none of your business, it's that you have no ability to know anything about it. And your attempt to know things about how things work doesn't actually yield anything. You can come up with ideas, but they're not functional, useful ideas, because you knowing how the metaphysics of manifesting works, how something takes form as it's moving around a feeling, and how that specifically becomes a form, it's an interesting idea, and you can write books and books and books about it, and you could talk about how that works. You can do all of that, but we prefer to point you in the direction of actually having what you are wanting, instead of trying to figure out how to have it by understanding how it works. Because in fact, the how it works part is a backstory. It comes at the end. It doesn't come before. The object manifests in your reality as a result of your desire and your willingness to have it. In other words, you imagine it, you intend it, and you allow it. So it's your desire and your willingness to have it. It arrives, it's there like the table right in front of you, and it continues to maintain its shape and its form for as long as you desire to have it. And the truth of how, or the story of how it came to you, is a backstory. Now you will say, no, I remember, I know. Look at my hands. I went out into the woods. I chopped down the tree. This is how it happened. But if you're telling us that story while you're standing next to the finished table, we're going to say physical reality is not a series of continuing events that assembled themselves in that way. That's not what happens. Physical reality is manifesting for you on your behalf and to your benefit, most definitely. But it's happening in the present moment. It's not happening in the past. You don't have the table because you built it. You have the table because you have the table. You have a backstory of building it. And if you like that backstory, by all means, spend time in it and revel in it and bask in it. But that's a present moment thought you're having that is abstract in nature, because you're not out of the woods right at this right hot minute. You're sitting at the table. So the current version of the table is the manifesting table. Have you had previous experiences where you went out into the woods and chopped down the tree and planed all the lumber and all that sort of thing? Maybe. Maybe not. You don't really know, because you're only in the present moment. And we're not doing this because we're trying to be tricky. We literally mean you don't really know, because you don't have a direct experience of it at the present moment of the describing of it. And it's not like you will know at some point in the future, a future that doesn't exist. It's that you're in the middle of manifesting your reality, And the reality you're having now is where you're standing at or sitting by the table. Or maybe sitting on the table for that matter. But you're not building the table. Now, if you're in the woods having this conversation with us and you say, I'm building a table and I know I will have one, we would say, great. You like that idea? Keep doing what feels better. And you might say, well, what feels better now is to strip the bark off of this tree. And we would say, then strip away and let the tree be a cooperative element. So it's really easy to remove the bark because the tree's like, yeah, I want to become a table because it does. And you may say, well, but this is me creating the backstory. We would say, no. This is you stripping a tree, not a tree, but a trunk of a tree that is no longer a tree. It's now a piece of wood. And then once the bark has been stripped, then you might say, but now I need to make this into boards of lumber. And we would say, well, then allow whoever it is that's going to come into the woods and pick up your tree and take it to the lumber mill, allow them to do that. And you may say, but I want to do it myself. And we would say, well, then open yourself up to the possibility of allowing that. And you may think that we're talking about how a piece of a tree becomes a table. We're not. We're talking in the moment, if we're talking to someone and they're sitting in the forest and there's the trunk of the tree that has no bark on it anymore, and it's just bare wood, and they're trying to figure out, do I do this myself or do I take this to a lumber mill to have them do it for me? And we would say, well, there's two paths in front of you, lumber mill or myself, which one feels better? Because in that moment, you're in the manifesting of the idea of who will do the planing of the wood, who will produce the lumber. Now, again, we know that none of you make tables in the middle of the woods. None of you go down and chop trees. That's the reason why we're talking about this. It is such a very different way of looking at things. It's not about, for instance, manifesting cash. It's not about changing the body that you have. It's not about the nature of your relationships, but it all applies. Similarly, it's what you're in the middle of now that is important. And remember, there's no beginning and no end. You're always in the middle. Always in the middle. The problem with trying to figure out how is because you believe that there's an end point. And it all makes sense. We understand you were trained to do this by well-meaning people that you yourself summoned for this very purpose, to help you have more of what you're wanting. And they're doing a really, really good job of that. And it's really quite powerful and delightful and delicious indeed. But the problem with trying to figure out how is there is no how. You don't have you don't have the trunk of the tree that you chopped down. You have a trunk of a tree. You don't have a trunk of a tree whose bark you removed. You have a bare trunk of a tree. You don't have a giant piece of lumber that's being planed by the lumber mill. What you have is your experience at the lumber mill as you're watching someone run what you consider to be your tree, your trunk that you remove the bark of, through the blade. You're watching it happen and you're experiencing the sound and the smell. Smell is probably bigger than the sound because it's all this oil is being released into the air, and you're listening and you're watching and you're seeing the skill by which it's happening, and you're watching people be very careful to make sure that the tree and only the tree go to the blade and nobody's fingers or anything else. And it's really kind of amazing. And you're in the middle of the lumber mill. You're in the middle of the slicing and dicing of the particular piece of wood. You've got all the lumber in your garage. And you're looking at how to bring it together in wonderful, powerful, and delightful ways. You're not in the middle of building the table. You're in the middle of working with the lumber that you brought from the lumber mill that's sitting in your garage. And you're in the garage with it. And you're with the smell and the delightfulness of it and the deliciousness of what it is. This is where you are. This is what you're doing. And this is what is happening. You're not building a table unless you are hammering in a leg into what is now the tabletop. But that's not building the table, that's assembling. So notice what we're doing. This is not instructions on how to build a table, how to go into the woods and get your own lumber and build a table. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is you will intellectually refer to this process as building the table, but that's not what you're doing ever, 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 ever. You are doing discrete steps that are in the middle of being at the lumber mill, the middle of being in the garage, looking at the lumber, smelling the aroma of fresh cut wood, looking at your blueprint as to how you're going to do this assembly, looking at what nails and screws and hammers and things that you have at your disposal, figuring out whether or not this is the right kind of sandpaper or not. You're in the middle. You're sitting at the table that you will say that you built, and you'll look at your hands and you'll say, these are the hands of someone who built this table. I'm telling you, the scars are there. And we would say, yes, they're proof of the reason why the table is there, but that's meaningless. The meaningful thing is that you have scarred hands that you're very proud of, and you have an amazing table that you're very proud of. And the reason why you have pride in it is not because you built it, but because you believe you built it, because you're assigning the vibration of pride, pride of accomplishment. And you are enjoying the heck out of it. You're manifesting that. You're in the middle of that. If you take this and you apply it to your very big deals, remember you're in the middle of manifesting. You're in the middle. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not finishing anything. You're not starting anything. You're in the middle. That's where all of your power is. The power is not in your ability to construct the arc of how this will work. Sometimes you will have conversations. If you're building bridges or baking cakes, you will have conversations with yourself or with others about how we build the bridge or how we bake the cake. That's not what we're talking about. In those instances, you would be in the middle of having the conversation. But you're not going to be able to figure out how the cake gets baked. You are basically using your intuition to decide what to do next, which is what you're always doing, by the way, with everything. But when you abstract yourself away from the actual, I'm in the conversation about the baking of the cake, swapping recipes, talking about what kind of leavener works best, what kind of flour works best, what kind of eggs work best, room temperature, let the butter melt on its own, put it in a pan, let it melt. What kind of sugar works best? What kind of flavorings? That's not baking a cake. We know it's called baking a cake as a collective idea that is abstract in nature that other people can refer to, and it is an overall, overarching collection of ideas that are labeled, this was the baking of the cake. But in the eating of the cake, you're not baking it. You're eating it. That's what you're having. In the baking of the cake, you're having the sound of the mixer as it brings all the ingredients together. You're having the texture that you're watching with an eagle eye to see when it looks like it's actually smooth enough, but not too smooth. You're waiting for the oven to tell you that it's preheated. When the beep goes on, then you know what to do next, because you're following your intuition, not following the rules or the instructions, maybe using rules and instructions like a recipe, but you're not following them. You're using them. You're in the middle of. It's not the how. The construct will say it's the how. The abstract idea will say it's the how, and it will confuse the hell out of you, which we don't need to point out. It will confuse the hell out of you as to how you get there. Because you'll be thinking, how do I get there? And we would say, there is no how. You're there right now. And when you decide you're there right now, you know what to do next. If anything. Because remember, baking a cake, most of baking a cake is letting it either cook or let it cool. That's where you spend most of your time. You can spend more time doing more things, but when you have the entirety of the cake experience involved, most of it is allowing it to become the cake or allowing it to maintain its cake shape. either because you put it in a dish somewhere or because it's sitting there on the table waiting to cool or because you're decorating it in whatever way you want to. You're not ever figuring out how to do anything when you're actually doing it. And you may say, well, I am because I'm trying to figure out which kind of flower. No, you're in the middle of imagining what you're wanting and allowing it to happen and using your intuition as the gatekeeper to know which is the next best thing, the next better thing to be doing that is in alignment with the totality of what you're wanting, which does involve cakes, but also involves literally every other thing you're in the middle of. If this seems terribly abstract, there is a reason. The reason why it's terribly abstract, because this is the nature of what happens when you're trying to figure out something. It is entirely abstract. There's no practical application. And you can say, but I can see things where I figured it out. No, you have the memory of figuring it out. You don't know that you did that. In fact, in the doing of it, you were not figuring out anything. You were using your intuition or ignoring it, but you were still using your intuition. Intuition was what you were doing. It's what you're always doing. In other words, you were thinking thoughts. Sometimes you went in the direction of what felt worse, and sometimes you went in the direction of what felt better. When you went well in the direction of what felt worse, you were delaying what you were having, but you were not walking away from it. You just were delaying it. So this is where we start. And it may sound like we've just gone through this weird kind of like how to bake cakes and how to build tables. But all we've been talking about is one thing over and over again. The problem with trying to figure out how is that you do not ever have a how step, because you have what you have in the moment of the having of it. To think about how things work means that you're using time, and time is a describer that is for something outside of where you are at the moment. It's how you bind thoughts together, because you're in the middle of individuating and you're explaining to yourself why you have what you have. Which is interesting, but not really relevant. It may feel better, and we highly recommend, if you're looking at your hands, you're like, these are the hands of a person who baked a cake, or these are the hands of someone who chopped down a tree to build a table, that at which I'm sitting at this moment, and that delights you, wonderful. Keep putting your attention on those things, and wonderful things will arise out of that. Not anything in particularly on a logical level, but very much so on a metaphysical level, because to feel better feels better. Feeling better always feels better. But when you're trying to figure out how to do things, you are delaying the having of what you desire. That's what makes the special projects. That's what keeps them to be the very big deals. That's what keeps them in the art room, where they never come out to see the light of day. When you decide it doesn't matter how, that which you desire rises up to meet you. So this is where we start. It is not where we end, because of course we're in the middle, as are you. But logically speaking, this is where we begin. The first day of 7 days of talking about the problem with trying to figure out how. And as we go deeper into this conversation, we're look forward to your questions, because they will have a lot to do with how this conversation evolves. And your questions are always amazing, powerful, and delightful indeed. And as we go into this, we know that as wonderful as all of this is, and as much freedom as there is in all of this, because that is the basis of this series of conversations, is freedom. There's only going to be more and more and more from here.